USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's naming longtime U.S. diplomat under several presidents, Robert O'Brien, to succeed John Bolton as National Security Advisor. Most recently serving as Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies, saying in a 2016 interview,
"By prematurely withdrawing from Iraq, we had the rise of ISIS, which he downplayed as the JV team. By setting an artificial red line in Syria that was crossed, we ended up with the worst human rights and possibly a genocide in Syria that we haven't seen since Rwanda. And in Ukraine, for the first time since 1938, we've seen a European power, Russia, invade a neighbor."
President Trump says this morning he's ordering more sanctions on Iran, though he hasn't elaborated. It follows weekend attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities, which many are blaming Iran for. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A prominent Democratic political activist and donor under arrest after a man overdosed on methamphetamine inside Ed Buck's West Hollywood home. And it's not the first time it's happened, as over the past 2 years, two other men suffered meth overdoses at Buck's address, and they too passed away. Buck is due in a courtroom in California later today. Another child is dead after being found in a hot car. A babysitter now facing charges. Police in Hobbs, New Mexico say the babysitter called 911 to say she accidentally left the 2-year-old she was babysitting in a car for several hours. It's the 42nd case of a child dying inside a hot vehicle in the United States this year. Southwest Louisiana and Southeast Texas gearing up for Tropical Depression Imelda to visit and maybe dump 6 to 12 inches on much of that area. Some spots in Texas could get 18 inches of rain. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today is day two of President Trump's two-day fundraising visit to California. He'll be visiting San Diego today to tour a section of the border wall there. With a look back at his activities yesterday, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He says he's going to do something about the number of homeless Californians. He criticized the Democrats for the problem.
California is a disgrace.
He blames what he calls the liberal leadership of the state, led by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who, while the president is in the state, wants him to commit publicly to help what he is condemning.
You've got to critique, offer some advice and counsel on solutions. And if you have advice and counsel on solutions, also provide resources.
HUD Secretary Ben Carson is also in California. He's hoping to bring solutions, advice, and resources to help solve the homeless problem.
Former men's basketball coach Rick Pitino is agreeing to settle a breach of contract lawsuit with the University of Louisville that has dragged on for nearly 2 years. He'll receive no money to settle his $40 million suit, but the university will change his personnel file to show he resigned. Pitino had argued the university owed him the salary remaining on his contract through June of 2026 because it did not have just cause in firing him. And the Washington Monument will reopen to tourists tomorrow after 3 years of renovations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.